May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please do be seated. Sorry, that was quite a long reading, wasn't it? During this last week, we have experienced the spring equinox, when across the world we all experience near equal day and night. Quite amazing. Us starting spring and the southern hemisphere autumn. For us, we are blessed with these longer days, with warmer days. It is as though new life has been breathed into all of us, all around us, all of creation. Bees are buzzing, ladybirds gathering and crawling in my sunny windows, the grass needing mowing, and the beautiful daffodils, etc. And the baby lambs being born. What joy. The slumber of winter maybe is finally being shifted off, and we can wake up to spring, a reawakening of the world around us. In our gospel reading today, we read of Lazarus being raised from the dead, from sleep, as Jesus says to his disciples. He says, the disciples say, Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he will be all right. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And we hear this amazing account of what Jesus did, of how he went and raised Lazarus from the dead, calling him out of the tomb where he'd been laying for 4 days, saying, Lazarus, come out. And he came out, still with the cloths around him. Jesus stirs all into action, saying, unbind him and let him go. What a scene. We do not see the joy and celebration after, but the next verse, which we did not hear, says, many Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did, put their faith in him. I think being there would have been a definite game changer, as they say, for any who had any doubts about who Jesus was. Of course, Lazarus would have gone on to live his earthly life and would have died, fallen asleep again. But with Jesus going to the cross, which we celebrate and remember in such a short time, in just less than 2 weeks now. With Jesus going to the cross and rising 3 days later on Easter Sunday morning, we will all be raised again from our earthly sleep. And Paul reminds us about this in his letter to the Romans, which was our first reading. He wrote, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, in us, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit that dwells in you, in us. The spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, if he dwells in us, then we too will be raised from the dead like Jesus was. Good stuff, eh? In our reading from John's Gospel this year, we have heard much mention of the Holy Spirit this Lent. Of course, the Holy Spirit has been around since literally the beginning of time. In Genesis, we read, the Spirit of God hovered over the earth at the beginning of creation, bringing light and life to all creation, the Spirit working hand in hand with God. The Holy Spirit that comes to us in our baptism. And last week, we celebrated Mothering Sunday. You know, we had such great gatherings across the benefice. It was a great opportunity to take a break from our Lenten promises, for me eating all the things that I'd given up, and we had wonderful poses from the show of spring flowers that was all around us. And we remembered that the original festival of Mothering Sunday was for us to go to the church we had been baptised in, our mother church. And as folk moved more and more away with work and certainly didn't get the time off that we do nowadays, they would be allowed to return home to visit their mother church on that Sunday. And they would take the opportunity to visit their birth mother too. But we celebrate on that day our birth, our baptism, our new life in the church. With the Spirit of the living God, the living water, the breath of God coming into our lives, into our hearts, and it stays with us. And it will raise us again one day. To be honest, it can be almost impossible to believe. well, to understand. Can't it? I find it really difficult sometimes to understand, to process it all. For me, I think, well, there's many things in life I don't understand, but they exist. Like how all the plants come up again year after year, how amazing it is that our gardens go to sleep all winter and then they come alive again, even though I do some pretty poor things with my plants. They somehow survive. How do the birds and the animal kingdom survive? Many of them navigating all around the world. And I definitely don't understand how electricity works. I really don't understand these things to do with radio waves and things, or the complexity of our human mind. Okay, there are some folks who understand all these things, but I think bits of it. There is always a point that you come to, and it's really beyond our real understanding. Because to be honest, life is a mystery. Everyday life is a mystery. Let alone what will happen going forward following our earthly existence. But we are promised our lives will continue. So during this season of Lent, many of us have been denying ourselves treats or daily activities. So we are reminded each day of all that Jesus did for us. Or maybe we have taken on a challenge that will stretch us. And to do this challenge, we think daily of God and ask his help. Lent encourages us to do such things. And last weekend, when we celebrated Mothering Sunday, it is often used as what is called a refreshment Sunday. We take the opportunity to relax our Lenten promises. So for me, I had cake, chocolate. We had much joy in our services in the morning and in the afternoon gathering in Water Stratford. We had hymns, tea and cakes. It's all very nice. And the day was a great boost for me and for others too. It helped us to keep going with our Lenten promises, coming together, sharing our joy, our sadness and our concerns for the world, for those we know and love in our families and communities around us. It is a big part of being in our church family to do this. We laugh with each other. We weep with each other. In our gospel reading today, in amongst the amazing miracle, is the shortest verse in the Bible, well, of the English translations. John 11, verse 35. Jesus wept. And it says those around saw this and said, "Look how much he loved him. Lazarus." And we had read prior to this that Jesus had seen Mary weeping and the others. And it says he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. And he asks, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." And it says Jesus wept. And further, when he gets to the tomb, it says Jesus was greatly disturbed. Jesus, God, wants the very best for us, for you and me. When we hurt, Jesus hurts too. And we spoke about a mother's hurt last week on our Mothering Sunday. All those who mother us, whether our birth mothers or our family members, our teachers, our fathers, all those who mother us, they hurt when they see their child, their loved one hurting. And the church, well, that is part of our role. The church is the body of Christ, of God on earth. We are to mother each other. We are called to mother, to watch over, to be concerned for the welfare and care of those around us, near and far. It is why we have our intercessions, our prayers, said in church. We give thanks for all the joyful times as well. We rejoice and celebrate together. And we pray for things which we know those around us need. And there are occasions when we weep too, together. As I said at the beginning of this service, we enter now into Passiontide in the Church of England, the final 2 weeks of Lent, focusing on the suffering and sacrifice Jesus made for us. And in some churches, it is traditional to veil crosses and statues to symbolise how Jesus had to hide away on occasions so he could fulfil all he needed to do on earth before he allowed himself to be taken. In our verses today, he did not hold back. He did not hide. The disciples had thought he shouldn't go to Judea. The disciples say, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you. And are you going to go there again?" But Jesus goes. And the disciples know it would be risky for them too, but they follow him. Thankfully, here in the UK, here in West Buckinghamshire, we do not run such risks with sharing our faith. Let us rejoice in that. Let us share the good news message that we have a God who loves us so much he will go into areas of great danger, places we may not wish to go, places that we hear of so easily in our news. And he will bring peace. He will restore us to new life, the new life we see springing up around us. It is a message so needed and worthy to hear and proclaim. Don't we need to hear this in our world, in our community, in our families, in our own lives? Let us share that great hope and promise. It is for all people, for all creation. Amen.